This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. As a matter of fact, on Thursday night, or it was a Friday, we were actually at the high school doing the event there. Then on Saturday, we were at Kenny Lake High School in Alaska. And tonight, we're going to be at Valdez, Alaska at 6:30. Tonight. So if you're in the area, please come out and see us. Again, the Sons of Liberty and yours truly, Bradley Dean, will be there at Valdez at 6:30 p.m. tonight. So do, without fail, come out and see us, friends. We came a long ways to see you, so high five us back. Friends, what we're going to be talking about today in just a couple moments is we know that Jan Crouch, along with her late husband, Paul Crouch, they were the co-founders of the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Jan Crouch died on Tuesday of a massive stroke, and folks, we're going to be highlighting the fact concerning what's going on in this country and what they're responsible for as much. And I'm talking about perverting scriptures, preaching gain as godliness, and the such. And it tells us in 1 Timothy 6:5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments, friends. Again, we're going to be talking about the death of Jan Crouch and her husband, Paul, and what is it that they taught the people in this country and even globally, friends. And it's contrary to scriptures at every step of the way because they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. And, again, we're going to be highlighting that in just a couple moments. Before we get over there, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. We've got about 400,000 people interacting on a daily basis who are fighting the good fight of faith because they believe, as I do, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Now, keep in mind what it's willing to fight for. Aside of that, if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, friends, over the next 45 minutes, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we follow the Christ here again, John 14:6, and 1 Corinthians 11:1. We have the mind of Christ. And we pray for the heart of God on a daily basis. And that happened during conversion, John 3:3, and Ezekiel 36 as well. Now, folks, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because I want to spend some time on Jan Crouch and Paul Crouch concerning false gods. But before we do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brand new articles posted momentarily. 10 reasons why atheism is jihad against God. Of course it is, friends. They're the great enemies of God. As a matter of fact, the president of Princeton College, Mr. Witherspoon himself, avowed that atheists are enemies to God. And also keep in mind that Benjamin Franklin actually said that in 1793 that atheism was unheard of in the United States of America. Of course. Because there was a war going on, and we know that there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. It need not apply. But it's interesting to note that today we can see these truths, these words ring true in so many different ways. These are the people that are antichrist at every step, even symbolism. These are the ones that have a problem with the crosses, the Christian crosses over the heads, friends, of our veterans, our fallen veterans. And so why is it that you're giving way, America, to a small population in this country that's willing to war against God and destroy your country, which only verifies the fact that we are a Christian nation? And furthermore, these are the people that are trying to advocate that everything is permissible when in fact it is not. That's what destroys your country. What's also interesting to know, friends, that it's in parallel with the Satanic Bible. The very first scripture of the Satanic Bible is, do what you want to do. Well, what are the atheists trying to teach you, friends? Everything is permissible. Same thing. They're saying the same thing because they have the same father. And I want to remind you, friends, of what Mr. C.K. Chesterton rightly said, a preacher in the past. He said that if it wasn't for God, there would be no atheists. Folks, these are enemies to God, and they are enemies to this country, as our forefathers warned us. So we need to get back to our history and actually deal with them. And by the way, just a word of encouragement. Do keep in mind what there's probably about 3 to 4 to 5 atheists in the United States of America. So there's no reason to capitulate. There's no reason to cower in the face of these people, friends. Stand up and play the man. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you don't run from these people. You deal with these people because the law is on your side. Read Article 4, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 8 lessons that we can learn from the epic economic meltdown in Venezuela. Do check it out, friends. We know that God turns those nations into hell that forget him. And what's the fruit of those nations that forget God? Well, you're beginning to see it in America, and soon enough, America, if you don't understand that prevention is better than cure, it's time to get back to God rather than depart wickedly from him and learn your lesson the hard way. So let's go back over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Congress. Treachery, that means unfaithful in covenant towards you, America. The FBI's double-crossing and the American citizenry's cluelessness with friends like these who needs enemies. That's written by none other than John Whitehead, the founder of Witherspoon's law firm out of Washington, D.C. Again, we have attorneys over here, friends, that are actually contributing over on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and it would be to your advantage. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Congress treachery, the FBI's double-crossing, and the American citizens' cluelessness with friends like these, said John, who needs enemies. How right on can the man be? Because he is smack on with what he's sharing with us concerning the American people and what's going on in our country today. Also wanted to let you know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before we get over to John Crouch once again, European Union, the EU, just judged and ruled to ban Muslim hijab at workplace. In other words, they want to take those scarves off the top of their heads because they don't know if they're male or female. But check that out again, friends, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, a shock report, secret law will give FBI full access to your email without a warrant, massive expansion of government surveillance authority. Friends, again, this is going back to what took place after September 11th. Friends, all these bureaucracies that were created after you were supposedly attacked by a foreign enemy, these bureaucracies are set up to attack anybody that would resist a new world order. And by the way, Henry Kissinger said that very thing.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to be become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Never know how! Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through June 6th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska here. Friends, I wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out tonight, we will be at Valdez, Alaska at 6:30 p.m. tonight. So if you are in the area, please do come out and see us. Also wanted to let you know, too, we're going to be talking about Jan Crouch and her death, her and her husband, Paul. It's interesting how it's been, the news, how the media is actually responding to the death of Jan Crouch. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of criticism, and of course there's not, because you can see it runs congruent with the spirit of the world and the spirit of the Antichrist. So when they look at these people, it seems to be a part of the system. They don't have much criticism or correction. Therefore, you can understand that the world and the people of the world have never understood the cross of Christ. Therefore, you find that they are the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Remember, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. Remember, Jesus, the first prerequisite was to deny yourself and take up the cross. Well, that's foreign to the language of these people in which they lived. We're going to be talking again about that in just a couple moments. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight a couple more things going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Justice Department refuses federal judge's order for mandating ethics training. I want you to listen carefully, friends. The Justice Department, it's really the Injustice Department, America. Justice Department refuses federal judge's order for mandatory ethics training. You want to talk about inciting war within, friends? Just go ahead and refuse a federal judge or any judge that really stands on the side of law, friends. Because this administration, since day one, has been standing antithetical, in contrast, warring and transgression against the Constitution of the United States on a daily basis. Now they're warring against your judges, friends. We know that they've been warring against the great judge of all the universe for a long time, but there is good judges in the United States of America that are standing firm, friends, and you do need to understand the foundation of this country. Many times when countries were in waver, you know, what are we to do when the foundation's begun, right? That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 11. Well, the Lord's still upon his throne. And it's interesting, during biblical times, God would just restore judges to preserve them countries, to preserve liberty for a people in law, in righteousness and judgment. So in many cases, friends, as long as our judges and our representatives on a local and a national basis, friends, continuously hold with the law, I'll tell you what, that's what stops tyranny at every step of the way. And this is what's called holding their feet to the fire. Now, again, I'm highlighting the fact that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a Justice Department, if you, again, you want to call it that, the Injustice Department in the United States of America refuses federal judges' order for mandatory ethics training. And why wouldn't they? Folks, they've been standing against we the people since day one, and the time is now for us to stand with good government in so many different ways. So let's continuously stay our fight and stay our course, friends. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, Clueless Americans, I shared this with you yesterday, and they think that Memorial Day was about the LGBT issues in Neil Strong and the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, in saying that, that shows you how stupefied the American people have been. I also wanted to highlight the fact that you do understand as to what was reported again yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just as a highlight and as a reminder that what we look at is, again, former Ambassador Hillary Clinton is responsible for Benghazi murders. And America, you've known that for a long time. We've known that for a long time, who she is and what she's been about. And it's time to deal with her, friends, because you better bet your bottom dollar they are trying to throw her into the position of the President of the United States of America, which she is not qualified for. So again, friends, it's time to wake up. It's time to stand up. It's time to do the stuff, as we say here in the ministry. And in the process of doing this stuff, guess what? You're going to find that we're going to win the day. I didn't say it was going to be easy. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. In America, you do need to understand that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And we can look to the life of David or any other patriarch that was faithful to God. You will find that God failed not one word of his covenant on the behalf of those that were faithful to him in so many different ways. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to get over here concerning Jan Crouch. You know, the purple-haired evangelist along with her husband that's now burning in hell where he belongs. You know, those people that were destitute of the truth, those that preached gain is godliness. You know who I'm talking about, right? They preach gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. They further the world's discrediting of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me say it this way, the attempt. Friends, they can go ahead and be the hammer all they want, and the church is the anvil. Keep in mind, the hammer is replaced, the anvil is not. You know, in many cases, people are angry with that of Christians, when in fact what they're angry with is the lack of Christianity. And if you look in Scripture, you will find that they are on the side of Christ, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Now, friends, let's get to this. In Judges 6, God instructed Gideon to tear down his father's altars and idols that have been allowed to overtake the nation. So Gideon obeyed the Lord despite the traditions, teachings, and obvious persecution that would befall him due to the standing up for the Lord. See, in America, many altars and idols have been risen at the Lord's commands and through the Lord's commands and the commands of the Lord, which were given by the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, that we should tear them down. And that's exactly what the church is called to do, just that of Gideon and any other biblical patriarch, friends, and Christian. We're commanded by the Lord to tear down the idols. Now, unfortunately, Many of these altars and idols are not only found in secular society, but also crept into the church unaware, being unnoticed and embraced by so many. So let's take a look at these idols that are so warmly embraced and what you are directly responsible to tear down if you profess and name the name of Christ. The first thing they did was preach a lawless gospel, which fails to use the Ten Commandments to bring the knowledge of sin, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. That's Romans 3:20 and Galatians 3:24, and also read Romans 7:7, and which is perverting, in France, and perfecting and converting the soul. It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. And by the way, if you go to Webster's 1828 find, friends, you will find that it is not there. So when people say legalism, you have to ask them, what do you mean when you say legalism? Don't say because I obey God's law, that's legalistic, because I love God so much that I obey his government. That's a good thing. That is a pro, not a con, friends. And also keep in mind, Jesus came to fulfill the law. He said, I didn't think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass until all be fulfilled. And nowhere can you find Jesus anywhere in Scripture abrogating the law. As a matter of fact, he was a preacher of the circumcision in Romans 15:8. What does the law say? What does the law say? You know what the commandments say. You know what the commandments say. Folks, you're the Gentiles, and Paul was sent to the Gentiles for the very purpose of teaching you law to grace. And understand, the law to text and grace conquers. Again, the law to text and grace conquers. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes. An image in our minds of a tolerant God is another false idol, friends. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. Now, friends, this is exactly the message that the Crouch is meant to give to the American people. And overlooking thou shalt not covet, which just happens to be the 10th commandment, Exodus 20, they didn't want you to know the law, because if you knew the law, that would expose them. And they didn't want to be exposed for their lawlessness. And Christians, those that name the name of Christ, let them depart from lawlessness, iniquity. You already have the law written upon your hearts, and you've already repented for your sin, which put and nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. And no longer are we under that law as a method, those that are saved, to bring us unto Christ. But friends, you need to understand that there's not a legal cast, but there's still a father's cast and a father's love. And it went from diabolical to filial love. But in saying that, friends, you got to keep in mind that these Crouches, friends, they created a false God, a tolerant God, a false God that tolerates sin, which violates God's moral law, which God condemns. As a matter of fact, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And the God that they created for the American people, that God smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin in the contrast, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119, and Psalm 104, and Amos 5:15. So how much does God hate sin? Well, look to the cross. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to keep talking about the false gospel and the enemies of Christ, friends. We no longer have Paul and Jan here. They're now in hell, exactly where they belong, for preaching a spirit of Antichrist. Be right back on the other side.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, it's interesting. People were talking about Jan Crouch and Paul Crouch and how they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ and how they preach pain is godliness. And people will say, you know, well, Bradley, why are you saying that they're in hell right now? Because it runs counter to the cross of Jesus Christ. They didn't preach against sin, which is a preacher's job, friends. They promoted it. I mean, these people act like they took everything that they preached on earth with them to heaven. You know, furthermore, friends, I want to remind you of something here. There is no luggage rack on the top of a hearse. And by the way, they're finding this out right now. And nobody warned of covetousness more than Jesus Christ did. Paul said, it's sure that I came into the world with nothing, and it's for sure that I'm going to leave the world with nothing. And yet these people preach gain is godliness. And it's interesting, they preach the same message that Jesus was tempted by Satan with. Just bow down, as he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Just bow down, and I'll give all this to you. This is the message these people gave to the world. And again, 1 Timothy 6:5 says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth. They lacked the truth. Supposing that gain is godliness from such, withdraw yourself. Again, friends, let me just ride on this for a moment. people will say, well, Bradley, how are you sure that they're in hell? Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Folks, read God's moral law. If anything runs counter to that law and you're not under the blood of Jesus Christ, guess what? You're going to eat and you're going to reap the consequence of violating that law. And I also want you to keep in mind, friends, when people say, well, are you judging them? Folks, I'm making reference to the judge's words that you don't seem to agree with. And it's interesting, there's so much sloppy grace in this world that you look at people of the world that just because they profess their Christianity, people will say, well, we'll see them again. Well, we'll see them in heaven again. Well, wait a second, that runs counter to Scripture. I even had a prophetic individual one time tell me. He was speaking of Elvis Presley. And he had a conversation with me one day, and we were sitting there, and he looked at me, and he said, he said he was going back and forth with the things of God. And he said that Elvis was in heaven doing concerts right now. And I said to myself, you have got to be kidding me. So now adulterers and adulteresses have an inheritance into the kingdom of God? Those that profess their Christianity and live just like the devil, they have a place in heaven, friends? Really? Isn't this our testing grounds? Isn't this the point where we set our affections on the things of Christ and our conversation is heavenly, not earthly? Also going over to Colossians 3, verse 1. People are so biblically illiterate in this country, they're afraid to actually say it the way it is. Folks, I've been to funerals where I've known the person that died very well. And the preacher that was up there was talking about how this individual was this. And, you know, they always talk about how great they were and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter was, friends, in many of these cases, these people are unrighteous. And see what that does? Other people that know that other person that just died, and they hear the preacher saying, oh, there's a place in heaven for her or him. It justifies people in their wickedness. That stands in contrast to God's word. And it can't run counter to the cross, friends, because if you're running counter to the cross, you're going to reap the ill wills of it. And that is hell. And keep in mind, hell is the place of unrepented sin. We're to fear God, not hell. Luke 12:4. So let me get back to this, friends. We're talking about the death of Jan Crouch and Paul Crouch. And folks, I'm telling you, they're reaping the consequence of hell today. I mean, it was so blatantly, it was blasphemy. They would teach people that they were freed to commit the abominations in which they commit today. You didn't hear these people preaching out against abortion. You didn't hear these people preaching out against adultery. You didn't hear these people preaching out against homosexuality. You didn't hear these people preaching out against crime in government because they didn't preach about crime in the church. And remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, all goes. And again, if you want to see and make reference to the judge's words, just simply go to 1 Corinthians 6:9 and go to Revelations 20, and then go back to his moral law, which is in Deuteronomy 5 and in Exodus 20. John Newton, the writer of Amazing Grace, said, ignorance and the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes. An image in our minds of a tolerant God is what these people preach. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin so much that he laid the sins of the world upon his son, Jesus Christ. He calls sinners enemies and commands us to hate sin as well. Psalm 97, friends. Hebrews 1, the very scepter of the kingdom of heaven is hating iniquity, lawlessness, and loving righteousness. Again, read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119:104, and Amos 5:15. So let me ask you the question, friends. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, the very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hell fire were put out, one sin could kindle it again. These people, the Jan Crouchers of the world, these whores and these hirelings that preach gain is godliness, hey, folks, you need to understand, these are the people, the Jan Crouchers and the Paul Crouchers of the world, that preaches a false gospel at every step of the way. See, these people preach a false presentation of a false grace. The grace that they preach enables people to stay in their sins, read Isaiah 30, by allowing the person to lean on the church of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide. In fact, this road leads to hell. See, the truth of grace and the true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow, Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20. And isn't it interesting that the church in America today, they preach much of the grace of God when in fact it's a false version. Now, I will stand corrected on this if I'm wrong, but I know that I'm not wrong, because the Bible tells us in Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. We're not seeing in America grace abounding. We're seeing sin abounding. Why? Because the professed church, the counterfeits in the church in America today, they know nothing of the grace of Christ because they've never repented. See, the true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow, not the wide and the broad and everything's okay and you got a place in heaven. See, the true grace of God pulls out the crutch, so that you may lean on him who's able to make you perfect. Perfect that which concerneth me, David prayed. Read Philippians 1 as well. It talks of perfection. We're being perfected on a daily basis by grace. And if you feel that you're not, ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. And perfect things that which concerneth me, said David. Read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. They also present a false version of love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated by lip service and not in action, again, antithetical to 1 John 3:18. However, folks, the love of God is confrontational. There is contention in it. Remember, King David said, for my peace they make war. See, when he would speak peace, friends, according to the end of God's moral law, it would create war with those that are at war with God. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. And that's why I spend much time, friends, on the radio sharing and asking the question across the United States of America and then some internationally, how is it that you say that you're God's kid and you're at peace with the world that's at war with God? Well, this is what they preach, that you're to be at peace with everybody. Remember King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Again, friends, setting the record straight. These people present a false version of love. However, the love of God is confrontational. It's not in lip service, again, but in action. Again, first read 1 John 3:18. For example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them how to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You say, that's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that. Well, the truth is it happens all the time, and I see it everywhere I go. It's a lack of love. See, because people are too afraid to confront him, and little do they realize that their blood is on their hands. In other words, they're too, you know, the Bible tells us that we're to hate the garment spotted by the flesh. And in saying that, when we see sin, instead of rebuking it the way that the Bible tells us to in Leviticus 19:17 and in the book of Timothy where it says, rebuke them that sin before all that others may fear. See, they lack the spirit of Christ again because they have not the righteousness of Christ. And remember, Jesus spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He was one that had authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He spoke boldly in John 9, and boldly means forward to danger. And friends, I always give this analogy when I'm doing events across the board, regardless if it's in a high school, a college, television, radio, or a tea party. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. On one end, they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together, and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know what them older folks did, friends? By remedy the problem, you know what they said? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Did you hear what I said? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. When I ask young people across the country, is it love for me to stand on the end of that precipice where cars were going over the end of the cliff? Is it love for me to stand back and watch them destroy themselves? Or is it love for me to get in their face and say, hey, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent as Jesus did in Revelation 3? See, America is destitute of real love, which is the fulfilling of the law, because they don't know the law. And it was Jesus that said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We're going to be out at Valdez, Alaska at 6:30 p.m. tonight. We'll be right back.
At Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about false gods, and we're talking about the death of Jan and Paul Crouch, and not in that order. Folks, they're finding out the reality of what they have been preaching is a false doctrine. And it's interesting how these folks, they're namely older folks, friends, that they have gone on this and preached gain as godliness when the Bible declares in the book of Timothy that we're to withdraw from such that preach a message such as that. In 1 Corinthians 6:5. As a matter of fact, it says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And the Bible tells us, friends, clearly, from such withdraw yourself. Hey, Abraham knew it. Any patriarch knew this. Jacob knew this. Isaac knew this. David knew this. Moses knew this. Anybody that's born of the Spirit of God understands that they're strangers in the earth. They're sojourners. And so why is it that we want to put our inheritance on the things of the earth when, in fact, we're to do just the exact opposite? You know, friends, I want you to put this into perspective. Gold is what you'll walk on in heaven. It's what you'll walk on. In other words, it doesn't matter. Those that are in heaven understand to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added onto them. See, they didn't want to be found in the things that they had. They wanted to be found in Christ. Read Philippians 3. But these people didn't. They wanted you to be found. They wanted to teach you to be found in what you can get from God while on this earth. Folks, it's humanism. It's metaphysics. As I've said so many times for us, gimme, my name is Jimmy, is the message of these people. And for some reason or another, just because they say that they belong to Christ, people accept them for what they say rather than judging them by their fruits. Now, right before the break, we were talking about a false love. And the Bible tells us that if sin is upon our brother, we're to rebuke him for that sin in Leviticus 19:17. And it also tells us in the book of Timothy that those that sin were to rebuke before all, that others may fear. You know, now the professed church in America, the counterfeits themselves, they're afraid to do what God commands them to do in case they might be sued for telling the truth. But when I do high school assemblies, giving you the analogy of the cars going over the end of the cliff, the young people understand which one is love. But the older people, they want to go ahead and set an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain, not understanding that prevention is better than cure. Read Psalm 19. By them thy servant is warned. That's the use of the law, which drives us to the foot of the cross. Nope, no law there. They call it legalism. And by the way, these people also call the judgment of God in which he is known by Psalm 9:16, Psalm 97, Psalm 89, Jeremiah 9:24. They call judgment, friends, Satan. They call judgment Satan. And it's interesting, when you go to the backside of the Supreme Court, it says justice is the guardian of liberty. See, they have it completely upside down. Judgment is turned backwards. Read Isaiah 59. When you read the Word of God, you will understand exactly the order of the gospel, and we talked about that yesterday. And furthermore, in Proverbs 28, it tells us that evil men understand not judgment. These people call what God is known by. God is known by the judgments that he executes. They call the judgments of God Satan, when it's God that's responsible for it. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9, where it tells us, friends, that when my judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. No, see, these people don't want you to learn righteousness. They want you to give them your money while they prosper and as you become a pauper. But I'll tell you what, if you give money to these people, you deserve exactly what you got coming. Let's go back to real love. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33 too. Charles Spurgeon said, I am told Christians do not love each other. He said, I'm very sorry if that be true. But I rather doubt it. I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians. Exactly. False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace, these supposed prophets through enticing words praise and adore God and promise peace when there is no peace. Folks, Scripture tells us false prophets were giving the message of peace, peace, again, friends, when there was no peace. As a matter of fact, what we're going to be doing tomorrow is we're going to be talking about false prophets and setting, folks, listen carefully, and setting the prophets, the real prophets, at war with America. In other words, they are teaching you to do the opposite of what Scripture tells us. Okay? And furthermore, when you go to 2 Chronicles 19:10, it says, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. Luke 12:4, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brother, this do, and you shall not trespass. Real love warns, friends. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But going on, folks, these people tell you, the Jan Crouches, the Paul Crouches, and many other harlotins in the body of Christ, as they claim, that God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. And friends, let me tell you this too. Prosperity is not bad within itself, as long as it's secondary to God having your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. As I said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. If you want to go ahead and turn that around, I'll tell you where you're going to end up, exactly where you need to end up. And keep in mind, Judas sold out Jesus Christ not only with a kiss, which is a false love, but he also sold him for 30 pieces of silver, and these people sell out the true gospel all day long for a little money in their pockets. In America, you should know better than this. Folks, These preach false prophets. They say peace, peace when there is no peace. God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets through enticing words. Praise and adore God, but they don't do his works, friends. It's interesting that the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, that many will come in my name saying, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? Lord, Lord, did we not heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils? And the Lord said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And what did he say right before that? He said, I know you not. Just because you say, and just because you pray and claim to be something, that you are not in the Spirit. Remember, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John that the Spirit bears witness to the truth, not the lie. These are deceivers of the most horrendous type, friends. And again, if you knew the Word of God, you would call these people for what they are. I want you to listen carefully to what Reformer Martin Luther rightly said. Listen carefully. He said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirring up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up such a sect as such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Grace in Webster's 1828 dictionary means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in sin. Read Jeremiah 6:13 through 14, Ezekiel 13:10, and 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Friends, again, they preach that gain is godliness, making merchandise of the people whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things, consuming things on their own lust, being covetous, and making a show of righteousness. Folks, they're an abomination to the God that you say you serve. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, a cursed children whose end is destruction. Those that come to their false God are made more than the sons of hell than they are, friends. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, so we know where these folks are at. Philippians 3:18 through 19, 1 Timothy 6:4 through 12, Ezekiel 34, Galatians 1:8 through 9, Luke 16:14 through 15, Matthew 6, 1 through 6, and Matthew 23:15. Folks, I'm giving you scriptural reference. Because as I've said, friends, so many times once again, and I'm sorry to repeat myself, but it's not tedious for me to remind you of what scripture says. That's where you to put your feet, upon the rock, not upon man's opinion. And America is in trouble because they've given ear to these harlotons. They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, friends. Let's get back to the Christ. Let's get back to the word of Christ, where he said, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear, and to he who has eyes, let him see. What the Spirit of the Lord has to say, so we can hear and we can see. Remember, the apostle said we can only do those things that which we see our Father do, and we can only say those things that which our Father tells us. So the true prophets of God warn of the judgments to come, speaking the truth always, regardless of what the people think. 1 Corinthians 22 and Galatians 1:10 and 1 Peter 4:12 through 14. The true prophets are hated by many and loved by few. Unlike the false prophets, they keep the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, for which they are usually despised and cast out of the church, read John 16. Jesus said, speaking of those that reject him, he said, you generation of vipers, who can escape the damnation of hell? And who has warned you to flee? Who has warned you to be terror-stricken concerning, friends, your sins? Well, back in the day, you need to keep in mind that it was John the Baptist and Jesus that were giving forth similar messages. And friends, what we need to do is we need to get back to that message. I want to tell you, the question was, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bradley Dean, because he's a faithful servant unto God, the Most High, who delivers souls by the grace of God in Jesus' name. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.